This is VOA News by remote. This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Sudanese security forces arrested demonstrators in Khartoum Wednesday, including three leading pro-democracy activists, as the World Bank and African Union took steps to increase pressure on the leaders of Monday's military coup. Witnesses say security forces fired tear gas at protesters and arrested them while removing their barricades in the capital. On Tuesday, Sudanese military chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan defended the army's overthrow of the country's transitional government, saying it was necessary to avoid a civil war. Burhan declared a national emergency on Monday, announcing the end of the joint civilian-military Sovereign Council that had run the country since August of 2019, shortly after the ouster of longtime autocrat President Omar al-Bashir. Burhan pledged the military would turn power over to a civilian government in July 2023 after general elections are held. The United States is working on a hypersonic weapons technology after the top U.S. military general, Mark Milley, said China conducted a very concerning test of such a weapon system as part of its aggressive advance in space and military technologies. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.